the day after Epiphany. Epiphany ended yesterday, according to certain almanacs having little to do with the moon. Rain showers, off and on all day, my dead grandmother's birthday, a warm day in early January. Not as unusual as a cold day in hell, but enough to make us take notice, comment on the unpredictable ways of weather, and wonder if it's always been like this, never the same, like the proverbs say, or if it's something novel they're doing, or have done, or both, who do such things, to make even the most basic rhythms people have counted on roughly forever erratic. The seasons still in sequence, but all screwed up inside themselves, as if the earth and sky and waters had received artificial hearts from metropolitan terminals. Then taken on like something out of a book, the worst features of their organ donors, a monotone haze overhead for starters, a hard, flat consistency underfoot, nothing safe to drink, unsterilized, everything speeding away from everything else, going faster every nanosecond, as solar systems fed up with themselves do, the closer they get to their black holes, masses approaching infinity, atoms excited beyond belief, whatever matters being sucked into its opposite number.